All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And?
I'm Jace, wow.
And we're here with the BNT True Crime Show this morning. It's a lovely Tuesday morning. Temperature's gone down, so woohoo.
It's supposed to go right back up.
Oh yeah, gosh. It's supposed to be like 85.
No, it needs to be like 40.
All day.
That's crazy.
No, it's the best weather.
I think 50 is like...
Okay, 50s, yeah.
But it's fall. It needs to be fall.
It's fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all. Okay.
Pumpkin slice latte.
Pumpkin slice.
I said what I said.
It's PL.
You might need to turn that down. The blue box is showing. I think it still needs to go down a little bit. No, we're good. Talk, Tanner.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
Okay. So... Are you good?
Oopsie.
Huh?
Oopsie daisy.
So today is, it's September as a whole, and it's Suicide Prevention Month. So today we're doing a special episode, and it's, we're going to talk about suicide prevention and it as a whole, and how, if you're in crisis, how you can get a hold of somebody if you need help. And we're going to talk about a lot of things and a lot of contributing factors to it. Anything you have to talk about on top of it?
It may be a sensitive topic to some people, so if you feel like you're going to get triggered or something, please don't listen to this.
Yes, it's definitely a sensitive topic.
Have a good day.
How was everybody's weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
You went to the movie.
I saw Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
It was really good.
Yeah.
We didn't get no popcorn.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the best part of the movie.
Literally.
I go to the movies just to get popcorn sometimes.
Yep. And a slushie. Slushies from the movies
are
superior.
The blue raspberry slushie.
Mm-hmm. I always like to mix my flavors. I get
blue
the Coke
and
flavor and then the cherry flavor, and it's like a cherry Coke.
They have crazy. They had a, what's it called? They had a special flavor for Beetlejuice.
Yeah, they had the haunted apple.
Oh, and sorry.
She said it was gross.
Oh, ew. When I went to like the Target on 38th Street, it's kind of weird. They had like a Ghostbusters slushie. It's just awkward. It was like marshmallow or something. No, it's like marshmallow.
A marshmallow slushie.
Yeah. I went to Illinois over the weekend.
I won $100 at bingo.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Racking up money.
Racking up.
Yep. I went to Illinois over the weekend. It was a drive. It was like a 2-hour drive.
Ew.
It was insane.
It's not that bad,
and then 2 hours. It was just really long. I don't like being in the car for that long. Saying that, but I'm going to be in the car in December for 6 hours there and 6 hours back with a baby.
Are you going to Chicago?
We're
going
to Tennessee
for
Christmas.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not doing no Christmas in Indiana. I'm just doing Christmas in Tennessee.
Hope I can travel for Christmas. I don't want to be in Indiana.
Nobody does.
It never snows. Christmas
at all.
Never snows on my birthday and never snows on Christmas, so kind of sucks.
Well, it never does anything because mine's in like the middle of summer.
Mine's in this month.
Oh, next week.
Woohoo!
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
We are in the Indiana.
We're in the Midwest, honey.
Girl. We're in the Midwest, honey.
Okay.
Hips cola.
Fine. Yeehaw!
Pop. Sneakers.
Snickers. This is embarrassing. So let's get a little backstory behind it. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and today we'll be looking at the risk factors and warning signs of suicide and what to do in a mental health crisis. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokes.
I used to sound like my mom. Mm.
That's embarrassing.
Please.
Embarrassing.
So Tanner's going to read the next topic off. I'm sorry.
Suicide or even suicidal thoughts can happen to anyone. And there are some negative factors that can play a role in mental health crisis, including discrimination, economic hardship, and barriers to mental health care access.
Yes. Now, through the month of September, there are a lot of articles posted about the topic of Suicide Prevention Month, and not even just suicide prevention, and it as a whole in general as a mental health illness. And it's like, it's shocking that you don't, honestly, to me, I didn't see as many topics as I thought I would see about it, because, like, you know, it's such an overwhelming crisis, and they're talking about how it's it's a huge number up, like a, what's it called, like an influx, yeah, that's the word, influx of numbers of deaths due to the illness. And it's like, you would think you would hear more about it to bring more awareness, but I don't know, that's just a random thought I have.
Yeah, you don't really hear it much.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, because yes, it's such a main thing that, like, happens.
It's almost the number one thing that kills people in the United States. So.
Well, it's the number one.
Is it?
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's number one. It's the number two. It's
written down somewhere.
It is. It is?
Mm. No, it's the 10th leading cause in the U.S.
Well, then what's the other nine?
Don't know. That's for another day. So, considered a national public health crisis, suicide is a leading cause of death in the U.S., affecting people of all ages with far-reaching impacts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't know. What do you?
I don't know.
Me either. So, according to Kara Biro, sorry if I'm pronouncing the name wrong, this is an article released from an Indianapolis news source, local, and she's the state director of behavioral health crisis care, and the state is now averaging around 7,000 calls each month from Hoosiers in crisis since the 988 crisis response system launched in Indiana prior to 2 years ago.
That's a lot of calls, but I also want to talk about the suicide prevention hotline.
Yes. That's a very, yes.
I feel like it depends who you call, like, mm-hmm, who answers your call, but I feel like they don't always help out.
Like, I can agree from
experience.
Like, I've called twice, I think, mm-hmm, and the first time it was kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
But the second time the lady was really nice, but she wasn't like understanding. She, mm-hmm, was just like, have you tried this or this? And I'm like, I've already tried that. That's why, right, I'm calling. Right. I just need someone to talk to.
And the thing, mm-hmm, I like about the suicide prevention, sorry, mark me if I was wrong. The suicide prevention line, is that what it's called? The crisis line? So.
It's crisis line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either one.
I really like the fact that the schools are now implementing them onto the back of the student IDs. Yeah. I really like that, because that is, I don't know, that's very important to me. And that's a very, like, I don't know, it's a very important topic to, mm-hmm, think about. Like, do you have that thing too? Like, due to that? What do you mean when I say that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of kids will ever think to use it, but right, there's always somebody who will look at that and be like, maybe I should call them, or definitely, something like that.
Yep.
But you never know.
Yeah, it's sad to think about that, but it happens on a day-to-day basis. I mean,
yep.
But prior to July of 2022, they were averaging about 2,500 to 3,000 calls a month. So if we add that up, it'll be 2,750 is the average between that times 12. That'd be 33,000 calls a year. That's an insane number.
I don't know, but I would not want to work for that.
No. And I was reading an article about it, and it asked, like, a person, like, the day in the life of working in it, and it said it's a very, very hard, like, mental field, which, I mean, that's, I don't know, it scares me to even think about working in it, because, you know, it's just, like, I don't know, you gotta have your mental capacity exactly enough to deal with others, and it's just, like,
and I don't got that, so I can't either help nobody else before I help myself.
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like I can like just tell people, mm-hmm, like, and help them out before I can ever like help myself.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd do pretty good at that. But
yeah.
I'm like in between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this past Sunday, actually, because I got this article last week, this past Sunday was the nation's first ever 988 day. Now, the number 988 is what? You guys know?
Part of the suicide something?
It's the suicide crisis hotline.
Yeah. There you go.
So it approached last Sunday, so the nation's first. The Family and Social Services Administration, also known as the FSSA, called on all Indiana communities to spread awareness of the state's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. According to the FSSA, the Lifeline has shown signs of success in Indiana, with the number of Hoosiers calling 988 to receive services each month more than doubling since its launch.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's nice that they did a thing.
Yeah, it's nice that they did a whole day on it. Like, I think it's a really important topic. Like, even though it's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, they should bring light to, like, the resources and things that people can do if they are in crisis. But thank you. Yeah.
What are they doing up there?
I don't know.
They're playing Hangman.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like something.
We're in here just, you know, doing our thing, and they're over there just playing Hangman. That's crazy.
Talk about suicide.
Yeah, and they're, hey, guys, let's play a game of Hangman.
No, literally.
What's your favorite food? Mac and cheese. Oh. Not anymore.
Girl, what?
Aw.
But,
they got in trouble.
Yep, they sure did. So, we're going to move down a few sections from that. There are many numbers that people mention when they talk about suicide. First number is going to be 10 because suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. The next number is going to be 13 because the number of minutes that pass before another person loses his or her life to suicide is 13 minutes. 22 is the next number because that's the number of veterans who die by suicide every day. And 34,000 is the number of people who die by suicide each year.
That's crazy.
It's insane to think about.
Yeah, especially like the veterans.
Yeah.
But coming from a family who has like a lot of veterans.
We got another assignment. Look at that. I just looked at
sick. They do seem like they put on a facade. Especially my family, but we are a very blue-collar, like, stand-up-for-what-you-believe-in family.
Right.
And they put on a very big facade that they are tougher and stronger than what they really are.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, their mental state, because a lot of them go through a lot. Yes. And they just act like someone that they used to be or they're not.
They just try to hide it between closed doors. But I feel like that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They don't want to express their self as that.
And it's sad because nobody really, at least for me, nobody really has anybody they can truly talk to. And nobody ever has anybody that can truly understand your problems.
And a lot of things is like, it's a lot of times like people say, oh, if you need help, reach out to so-and-so. And like, you reach out to so-and-so and are they really help? Right. They're really not help. But it's wonderful that we can, the state of Indiana, but United States can have as many resources as it can to help guide people in the way that they don't possibly commit.
Yeah.
And it's very near and dear because, like, it's just, I don't know, I think there's been some people in my family that's died of it, but you know, it's something you just tend to put, like, as a normal person walking in a high school, you tend to put it in the back of your head, and you're like,
yeah,
oh, it's just another thing. And but it's not really just another thing. People want to bring awareness, bring light to it, and I think that's very important. But there's also the number 1-800-273-8255. It is the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's a number that you can call 24/7. It's also a number that you can call when you feel like you don't have anywhere to turn. It's very important. didn't know we know that. It's
also a name of a song. Title of a song. What? The Logic song.
Period.
Oh, what's that?
Very good song for people that are going through a lot. But or people that just like Logic. I mean, it's a good song overall. But I going back to what you said, like, it's another thing that lives in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have been through, I don't want to say so much because there's people that have been through way more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been through a lot to the point where it's kind of just not another thing anymore. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the main thing. Yeah. Like, I can't go a day without being like, dang, what if blah, blah, blah happened or like stuff like that. So it's like it for some people, it is like just another thing. But for others, it's like the main thing. Like so, that's all they think about.
So it really changed your like perception of like, oh, it's just in the back burner. But no, now it's the main thing. And the other things that used to be in front of it are now just surrounding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sports, I quit sports because it was trashing my mental state.
Yeah.
And now it's like I want to go back, but if I go back, what would happen?
Right.
So.
Mm. I see that.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's like some days I'll be somewhat okay, and then some days I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And also, when you said, for some people, what did you say?
For some people, it's not like a background thing. It's like their main focus, in a sense.
No, you said people have a lot more worse problems than you.
Yeah.
And I relate to that a lot because I'm a person that compares to the people around me.
Yes.
And so a lot of the times when I'm like going through something, I'll be like, why am I crying? Why am I doing this when people have been through so much worse than me? And that's like one of the main things that I struggle with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
and like, come to think about it, talking about this topic, I haven't really thought about anything like this, but there was one week, I know Tanner remembers this, and probably Jace too, when I came in here one day and I told you guys, I literally sat there and cried for like an hour straight.
Yeah.
That was the worst night of my life because like, I don't know. My mental thoughts really just brought it out. And it's like, this, I don't know, it tied into this for me. I don't know why, but it really did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we're all talking about it, like talking about our problems in some way.
It's something everybody needs to talk about, even if they're like, oh, well, I don't want to talk about it because it's kind of embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It's a thing that many people deal with per year.
Yeah, and almost everybody struggles with that.
Exactly.
In some kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, it does not matter. It's nothing that nobody wants to hear about. People hear about it, and people will sit there and care for you. Like,
right. And I feel like when you share that kind of information with a friend or somebody you care about, I feel like that deepens your relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It strengthens.
Yeah.
Most of the times it strengthens. Sometimes it may weaken it, but like, that's every once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But. But it's just like, it's something to talk about. It's a thing to talk about. It's a topic that is very important. And nothing should ever like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to say about that. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, something I've been told all the time is nothing is ever that bad to end your life over. But when, especially for a certain situation, when someone goes like to heaven or whatever, it's like, it feels like in a sense you have to be there with them because you spent so long together in friends or relationships. Or especially I get it with the older population, like the older generation, where especially when you've been married for like 20, 30, 40 years and your partner randomly just disappears and they're gone. It's like, I get why people are like so upset now and like so emotionally distraught because it's, you're good. It happens so much in their generation, but I don't want to say that they're stronger, but I feel like, I don't know why, but they're just like the more like driven.
Yes.
I feel like it was because they were raised differently.
Yeah.
That's
they grew up in a different environment than we've grown up in.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's another like big thing with it too, is like people's grown up in different environments. They've had different environmental and interactions, like it's like a personal.
I also feel like that goes with how parents parent.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they grew up a certain way and then they have kids
and then they parent the way their parents did, or they try to change their parenting styles, it's going to affect the kid and put them in the ways that they should
Or
should not be in.
Yeah.
That was So the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a network of 166 crisis centers in 49 states that connects individuals to crisis services in their local areas. Last year, the network answered 1.3 million calls. This came from a article. It's like a reporting article. I have it pulled up still. They sat down and they sat down and spoke with two former Suicide Hotline volunteers, Kate and Christina, to see what it was like responding to the calls. Let's see here. What did they say? Kate. No, okay, Christina. Okay, Christina said, I first got involved in volunteering at a crisis line because I wanted to be a support and to those who needed someone to talk to. I have struggled with depression and anxiety my entire life, and it is encouraging to know that there is a resource out there whose purpose is to help someone in their darkest moments. Kate said, I decided that it would be a good way to help out while also gaining some experience in the mental health field. I was excited to see to be there for someone who may not have anyone. See, now, a thing that you might see, like, a big thing in this is that people that volunteer or go into this field as their passion for their job is that they've had they've had previous experiences with things and they want to maybe do some things that like will help that will help others, but like they know they've been through it, so they know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they know how to like help in a way,
right?
Like they know
more like about it
compared to if somebody just started working there and they had like not very not a lot of experience in that stuff.
Right.
And then they try to help. I feel like they wouldn't be able to help as much as if somebody who did go through stuff like that.
Yeah. And, like, when you say experience, like, I would say personal experience. Yeah. Not just experience. Like, personal experience. Because, like, if you don't have a personal experience on it, then you really can't grasp what the person's talking about. And you don't... And you can't fully comprehend what the person's talking about either. And it's just... That's kind of irritating. Like... I don't know which one of you said it, but, like, when you called, they were, like, no help or whatever. You know what I mean?
That was me.
Yeah. Because, like, if you don't know, like, about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should know certain, like, aspects, or you should know at least enough to get somebody to not eventually commit suicide.
Right.
But that's just about people's mental abilities and... how they think about life, and if they want to go in that field, they go in that field. If they don't, they don't. And if they do, they're passionate usually. And if they go in it not passionate, then...
they need to get out.
Yeah, and make room for people that are passionate. So I kind of want to wrap it up and talk about any closing thoughts about it. Like, any experiences... if you have any other ways on helping people when they're in crisis.
When I went through like one of my roughest patches, obviously I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
Because for me personally, I don't think anybody understands my problems the same way I understand my problems. So I feel like I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that to be a pick me. I genuinely feel different.
Yeah.
So I had to find new friends because the friends that I was friends with were not good. And then I was able to talk to those friends, and they were able to help me. So I don't know if that helps anybody, but...
I see that, because, like, if you are constantly surrounded around people that like put you down or you're yes. like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you change that mindset and you go to different people and you start talking to different people about different things, they'll probably end up helping you because they can probably more easily relate to you as well.
Yeah. When you find people who genuinely care about you and love you for who you are, yes. then I think it's a lot easier to talk to people.
Exactly. But that's just, that's true friendship there.
Thanks.
On sweet baby Jesus himself.
Period.
Yep.
Facts.
The only thing I would say is just know you're not alone.
Yeah.
Everybody struggles with something. So if you feel down one day, just know it. It might take a week. It might take a month. Yeah. It might take help. Heck, correct myself. It might take 4 years. But it will get better eventually. And always know that you have resources out there. I mean.
And even if you think you can't, or you don't want to talk to people. It does not matter.
Please.
Yes, because like the more, I don't know, the more you get yourself out there, it's like the more access you can get to, like the more help, help you can access or,
Even if you want to talk to somebody, it doesn't even have to be like a person you genuinely know. Well, it'd be better if you did that.
Yeah.
But you can always just talk to literally anybody.
I mean, talk to
somebody you trust, though.
Talk to your dog.
Literally, talk to your cat. Talk to your hamster. Talk to your bunny.
No, because
talk to your chicken.
I mean, this is the thing that literally just came up on my. He's so cute. I love him. My dog. I love him.
Obsessed with his dog, bro.
I am obsessed with my dog.
I've never met someone who loves a dog as much as this man.
Me
right
either,
here.
Bro.
I love him. He's turning 2 next month. Very sad, but yeah, even if there's something that you don't trust, just talk to someone, just talk and get some help. Like, we are all in this together.
Just get some like, help.
Yeah, like, well, get some help, big dog.
Yeah, like, not like that, but
boom.
The crickets. Tomatoes, throwing tomatoes. So, well, we're wrapping it up, and we're just going to play a song to get you feeling happy. So. Who gets you guys feeling happy?
Yeah. I don't listen to a lot of happy music, so.
No, he does not.
Hey, hold on. Two
you
Hollis.
Do not.
Okay, Two Hollis is very happy boy. But Midwest and everyone else, yeah, they don't talk about good stuff. But
not even gonna pretend like I don't really even know what I said. I don't even know who that is, but okay.
Literally.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, Chewbacca. Like what? I don't know. Bravo. I just listen to music, and if I don't like it, I skip it.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I just listen to music. If I don't like it, I just, no.
If it doesn't relate to my personal issues.
At the moment, then I skip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm in different moods all the time.
I just listen to my on repeat album.
On
Spotify. We stop. Why?
I listen to the same playlist almost every day. And it's like
literally,
400
no,
songs.
Okay, so. Mine's like 30 songs.
Well, this one that I just made is like 33, so.
I love that for you. I have like different playlists. I have like a listen to playlist, mm-hmm. like my on repeat, and then I have a work playlist, and then I have a car playlist, and I have a what's the passenger seat playlist? Yeah, the Oxford playlist.
I have 2, and I barely used the second one.
Yeah, I created 2. And then have like a country playlist.
Of course you would.
Because like sometimes you need a different genre of music.
True.
Like, I can't. Country boy. Take my boots tied to the top. Eating Yeehaw. That corn on the cob.
Oh my God.
But to get you guys going on this Tuesday morning, lovely, cold, not cold. It warmed up today.
It was not cold this morning.
It felt so good this morning. But to get you going on this Crazy. Lovely Tuesday morning, we're going to play some Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. I can't remember mm-hmm. if we've played this before. I think we did, but it's okay because we're in the mood.
I don't remember that.
Me either. But join us next week for a special episode. We're not going to do any spoilers, but it's a super, 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 super to the 30th power special episode.
Super.
So we'll catch you then on Giants 90.9, your station for variety. It's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And I've been Jace. Wow.
And we've had an awesome time talking to you guys, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Peace out. Dope.